You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I am super excited and honored for today's guest, Syed Balki from Optin Monster. I'm going to welcome you to Making Bank.
Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. So there's probably only a small percentage of people out there that don't know who you are. I use Optin Monster, so as soon as I met him, I'm like, you're the genius behind all the software here. So kind of tell people what you do and what it's all about.
Yeah, so Optin Monster is a conversion optimization software that helps you recover abandoning website visitors and turn them into subscribers and customers.
Okay.
So you can do that with a bunch of campaigns, personalization, behavior automation.
That's cool.
The whole gist of it. Yeah.
And how have you had Optin Monster?
Started it in 2013. That's when we publicly launched it.
Okay.
We were using a prototype in our business in 2012. and so many people were like, well, how do you do this? So we're like, okay, let's make it go live and there's enough demand for it.
That's super cool. Yeah. So give us a little bit of background. I always like to kind of start initially, especially first time interviewing with you, is, you know, how did you get started as an entrepreneur? You know, what kind of took you down that path?
Yeah, entrepreneurship, man, I've been doing this since I was very, very young, but really in the tech space since I was 12. My parents moved from Pakistan to America.
Sure.
And I didn't speak English, actually.
Okay.
And I wanted a way to make some extra money because my dad was working 16 hours a day at a gas station, like swiping.
Sure.
So I just wanted to figure out some ways so I can buy like chocolate, Mountain Dew, right? Like a 12-year-old.
Stuff that kids want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I got into domaining.
Wow. Okay.
my cousin said, dude, you can like buy and sell domain names. And I said, okay, and that's how I got into it. And, you know, fast forward agency, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Affiliate marketing, blogging, and then software.
And then software.
Then software.
So he's like, domain names. And so what did the domain process, what did that turn into then, a full?
So, you know, I had no money.
Right.
You need some money to buy a domain. So when I started, I was 12. I was basically fake posting for other people who had forums.
Okay.
They would just go hire people. They would post on listings, and I'd say, okay, yeah. So I was basically talking to myself in different forums to make it look like the forum had a lot of engagement, right? And these guys would pay me, but I really couldn't receive any money because I was like 12.
Right.
So I said, you have to pay me in domain credits. And that's how I started buying domains.
Nice.
And essentially, I was networking people like, oh yeah, you know, if you register me this domain, I'll give you two of my other domains. So I would like take, if you wanted a domain, I would just swap it out and take two.
So now you get two and for then, one, yeah.
And kind of like did that and had like over 400 domains where just by bartering, and then like somebody might want it because the holding cost of a domain is not very high.
Right.
So I'd hold, sell, then decided to, you know, build proxies, so because I was in high school, I didn't speak English. I wanted to play games because I couldn't talk to people.
Okay.
So I would go to the library, and there were every game website was blocked. So I started, Googling how do you bypass this thing, and there was a thing called proxy.
Right.
I went to all popular proxies; they were also all blocked. So I said, well, you know, they're basically blocking by domain, and I have tons of domains. So I just started putting proxies on my own domains so I could play games
and
in
school. And you could bypass them then.
Right. But then my domains started getting tons of traffic. So then after that, I would just kill the proxy and put it on Zito and parked it. And then,
that's awesome.
And that was like the way, way back in the day.
That's great. That's innovative. Like, you know, you're like, okay, I don't care about anything else. I just want to go play some games in school, or I just wanted to go get some candy and all that.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of got you started in your entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
So kind of through that process, maybe what's one thing that really made it unique that worked well for you, you know, as an entrepreneur? Like, what did you learn from that you still apply and use today?
You know, one thing I learned was that whatever is listed there isn't always the only way.
Okay.
Domain costs this much. Well, I didn't have that much money.
Right.
So how can I figure out a way to get around that?
Yeah.
And that really allowed me to be creative with the deals that I've done over the last, you know, over my career.
Sure.
Just because I'm like, okay, well, they don't have this. Let me see. Let me ask. Can they do this? I think that part and the persistence part has been really
the key
for me. Like, you know, like I'm 27. I've been doing this since I was 12. So like, I guess now I'm like, I've made it, maybe.
Right. Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. That's super cool, man. I mean, I started at 14, and mine was this kind of a similar thing. It was like, I wanted to buy the Commodore Amiga computer, but they were like $800.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, how do I do that? I have like half saved. But I'm like, whoa, wait, there's this thing. The other people got to be buying them cheaper to resell them. And just figured out the whole wholesaler thing.
Yep.
And that's what got me in. Then it turned into floppy disks and all, like way back when.
Yep.
And all these kind of, you know, things reselling at users groups and all that. So.
Yep.
It's that innovative, like, okay, how can I do this to help myself out?
Exactly.
And it turns into this whole bigger thing.
Exactly.
And so that's what's super cool.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so kind of fast forward, you know, you started learning English, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. I was in high school. I had to learn English.
And, you know, going to college, I mean, did you kind of start other entrepreneurial ventures along the way? Did you
Yeah.
kind of stick with one throughout that process?
No, so I was dabbling into things. So I was like, oh, well, if I develop websites on these domains that are way better than just like holding on to domains. So I started developing, you know, AdSense sites and content
Sure.
sites. And then turning those around, I was like, okay, well, I need SEO, obviously, for these. Started really learning that piece of it.
Nice.
Got really, really good at traffic part.
Okay.
You know, with MySpace, had tons of massive MySpace accounts, like influencer accounts.
Nice.
It was like all fake profiles at that time.
Right.
but I had tons of traffic from there. You know, Dig, StumbleUpon,
right.
had power user profiles, so it could drive insane amount of traffic there. And, you know, from content sites to affiliates and you know, going from there, had to learn the development
Sure.
piece. So what I realized, what I was very, very good at the combining the dev and marketing.
Okay.
And the amount of traffic that we could bring, we started just working with enterprise.
Cool.
Enterprise
Okay.
clients as a service business. And yeah, then fast forward, I was like, okay, well, I'm doing this for other companies. I got to, you know, turn around and do it for myself now. And then the software.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So quick question,
yeah.
And the only reason I'm asking it because my buddy Nicholas Kuzmich said I was talking about it. I'm like, oh, I'll have to ask Syed about all that.
Uh-huh.
So he said there's a pretty cool ninja trick that you can use to drive traffic to videos.
Yeah.
I know it has to do with Optin Monster or one of your softwares or something.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
He started to, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to ask him about that because I know that's what we're working on.
yeah, so... I don't know which one he was talking about, but the ninja trick that one of them I shared downstairs, which was Wicked Smart,
that's what it was. Yeah,
Wicked Smart.
Okay.
I shared actually like 6 months ago,
okay,
in, maybe 8 months ago now in War Room, was you know how we all embed videos
right
in our site. Some of us don't have the capacity to create videos, and we just embed other people's videos.
Sure.
The reason why we want to embed videos is, number one, video is very high engaging,
right,
and to increase time spent on site, so improve
Sure.
SEO, whatnot. So I said, well, I also want to increase my YouTube subscribers.
Right.
Now, I have a channel on YouTube, it's called List25, that has 2.3 million subscribers and over half a billion video views.
Wow.
Right? So now people say, dude, like, that's very easy to do with a viral site. And I'm like, okay, well, why don't you build one then? But like, it is way harder to do on a B2B.
Right.
So I was just thinking about this. I'm like, okay, if the best way to, you know, to get traction on our YouTube channel would be to take our top blog posts and turn them into videos.
Okay.
And we started doing that because our top blog posts that are getting tons of traffic from
Sure.
Google, what if we just add the video there, increase
video
time spent on
it.
The page,
right.
And I just want to add a call to action to subscribe to our YouTube. Well,
Sure.
where's the best place to add a call to action? Well, right below the video.
Mm.
So
Okay.
I just had my dev team, like anytime I embed a video in WordPress using the WordPress O embed thing,
right.
It just adds a little black bar right underneath it. It just says subscribe to, and then it's a one-click YouTube subscribe button, right? So you just click on it and subscribers increase.
Got it, okay.
Now the way my dev team built it, my devs are really, really smart, right? I'm not as smart as I look, but my devs are really, really smart.
I feel them in the same boat.
So, right? So the way they built it was that it's not just for my videos. I can embed your video and it will still show my subscribe
to. Wow, that's awesome.
Button. So then, you know, take all your content
right.
that's on your site, let's say your top 10 top 50 most popular blog posts on your blog, you embed videos in it. Right. Now all the organic traffic that's coming there, they look at it, oh, this video looks really good, subscribe to your channel. Right, and now your channel has tons of subscribers. So when you post a video, it's automatically getting more engagement because you have subscribers that are getting the push notifications saying, "Hey, you know, Syed just posted a video about this," and you're like, "Absolutely, I love that guy's website. I'm gonna go watch that video." But all these subscribers were built from your website. So if you have a website with traffic and you want to grow on YouTube, this is like by far one of the best ways. But the secondary benefit for us. And you know why we were creating original videos were because we can rank take two positions in Google.
Okay.
Because Google likes to you know show YouTube videos for long tail keyword, and you know we have a very good long tail strategy for lead gen. So we would just have our tutorial, and then there's obviously the same title on YouTube. So we would be position one and position two, and sometimes position zero, position one and position two.
Right.
Because YouTube, if the topic is popular enough and there's YouTube videos, YouTube will likely have position number two and position number three.
Right.
Because that's Google on property. Yeah. You know? So that's the ninja trick, I guess.
Okay.
So in 8 months ago when I had this, you know, my dev team built it. So there was no settings panel for this. It was just a code. So somebody's like, dude, can you share this with me? And like, okay, well, I'll put it in a Facebook group. So I like had to export the GitHub file. And like I had my dev write instructions on what they need to do. Yeah. And I posted, hey, give these instructions and this zip file to your dev team, and they will be able to do it. But for TNC, Roland was like, dude, can you share this with everybody? So so I had my dev team make a settings panel and made it available for everybody in the WordPress plugins directory.
Oh, nice.
So it's called YouTube Subscribe Bar. It's free. Just go in your WordPress, add plugins, YouTube Subscribe Bar.
YouTube Subscribe.
It only works if you're using the WordPress or embed. If you're trying to do iframe, it won't work. But why are you doing iframes anyways, right?
Gotcha. So the WordPress, and that's where you just grab the link and drop it right into the WordPress.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Just to like make it clear.
Absolutely.
Because I wanted to make sure I was clear.
Yeah. Yep.
And then... and then it's YouTube Subscribe.
YouTube Subscribe Bar.
Subscribe Bar. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we're implementing that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today.
So, you know, so just to tell you the results, we added over 20,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel in a few months.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Super cool. So, I'm glad Nicholas was telling me about that because I missed the talk.
Now you have it.
The video.
Now you have it and all your audience have it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, that's super cool. All right, so we were talking a little bit about, before we got sidetracked into ninja tactics, you were just starting the software company. So what led you to starting the software?
So
is that OptinMonster, is that the first software company you started?
Yeah, so there was a sharing solution before that. Kind of like backtrack. So I had an enterprise agency and also SMB agency. And in SMB, we would like create completely custom solutions and then charge for retainers, right? Maintenance and retainers.
Okay.
That was a pain in the ass, but I didn't want that. I wanted to get rid of all those
clients.
Like,
get out of here.
So I said, well, what if we switch you over to WordPress?
Okay.
Because I really like the platform WordPress, and you can do it all yourself. SMBs, you know, it made perfect sense
right.
for them. And then, you know, you don't have to pay us. But you have to pay us a one-time fee to switch you over.
Ah.
Right?
Nice.
And they're like, absolutely. So it was a great exit. for us.
It helps you guys and it helped
right,
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So... But when we did that, people were like, wait, how do I do this in WordPress and how do I do that in WordPress? So I went to some of the other agencies and said, guys, how are you guys doing it? How are you educating your customers? And they're like, well, we have these PDFs and this. I'm like, wait, is there any video solution? Any other? No, you know, unfortunately, there's like two people who train for WordPress and they charge like a few hundred bucks on this. I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. So we started, we created WP Beginner out of that necessity just writing tutorials
that
you know, our clients were asking, the client that we wanted to get rid of were asking. So we're like, hey, just go here.
We needed it.
And we
didn't
want PDF because PDF you would have to then, you know, update and then re-upload and all that. We just like, let's set up a blog. And dude, that blog just took off because every other agency wanted that thing. So they all started sending all their clients to us. I'm like, okay, well, there's something here. Right? So just double down on that, an education piece in WordPress, and really expanded that market. And then from there, we're looking at all the things that people are asking for. And we just started partnering with different software companies that were doing this. And from there, cherry pick on the ones that we wanted. And that, you know, started a sharing solution. And then I was like, okay, I want to, you know, build my email list. I'm using several different solutions. None of them, you know, were really cutting it out.
One unified.
Right.
Yeah.
None of them were really doing what I really wanted to do. So I built a prototype. And that, you know, people were like, how are you doing this? I'm like, Here's Optin Monster.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from there, had Soliloquy, which is Slider and Wire Gallery, merged that into our company. Bought a Yoast Analytics, rebranded it to Monster Insights, that's running on 1.9 million websites.
Wow.
Started WP Forms less than 2 years ago now, that's running on over 900,000 websites. So collectively, our software is running on over 4 million websites.
Wow, that's
crazy. And you know, the way we've been able to do it was creating that media property where people are, you know, we're just giving out all the information for free.
Sure.
You know, getting the users' emails, earning their trust, and then asking them once a year, if you could have us build one product, what would it be? Mm-hmm. And then they tell us exactly what it is, and then we look at, hey, do we want to build this, or can we buy it, or can we partner with the right person in the JV sort of way? And, and yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
What's been one of the biggest challenges kind of with software that you've come across?
Well, at our scale, it's the compatibility
becomes
an issue. You know, there's so many different environments that people are running on. You know, you might be using a different hosting company, somebody else is using a different thing. You might have an integration with this, and they have this integration.
Gotcha.
So when you get to scale, that becomes the big challenge.
Okay.
And that's the challenge that we are constantly having to work with so many users that are using our software. At this stage, that's a challenge for us.
Cool. And what are you guys finding has been able to help solve that, or what are you doing to kind of...
You know, having very, very good relationship with all these different companies. You know, we have over 24 different native integration providers in the ESP and CRM space.
Okay.
Whether you're looking at the MailChimps or the Aweb or the mass market,
Sure.
to even to the high end like the Eloquas of the world, we have very good relationships with. So we can, you know, we have the right point of contact should we need to have something happen.
Gotcha.
That's very important. Same thing in the hosting space, right?
Sure.
So if a firewall is blocking something on a massive host,
we
have the right contact, right? We know the CIO. Can you guys like white label this thing, or, you know, whitelist this rule? So that part has helped a lot. You know, in the beginning, that was extremely, extremely hard to do because people are like, well, you know, we don't really care. You're not big enough. And it was just a lot of frustration.
Sure.
But now, thankfully, the scale has allowed us.
4.5 million size. Yeah. a little bit more help there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super cool. So one thing you kind of mentioned earlier was, you know, your kind of expertise a little bit with SEO and long tail. I'd like to, if you don't mind, go into that direction for a minute.
Sure.
I know we're really focused for like our skincare company and stuff, really building out SEO and all that. We've never done that before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I look at it from a, you know, long-term content play.
Sure.
And not just because that's the cool thing to say, but that's what we've been doing for the last 8.5 years. So look at the questions that people are asking and then just answering that.
Okay.
And so really neat tool called Answer the Public. I'm not sure if you checked it out.
No,
it's called answerthepublic.com.
Okay.
When you go there, there's like this old dude wearing glasses just like staring at you like this, right? And he's like, why aren't you typing something in this?
Right, in the bar.
So
so
you type whatever industry you're in. Like, you know, for me, if I'm talking about like email subscribers, I would type it. And it would look for all the searches related to email subscribers that people have done in a question format, like how to get more email subscribers, how do you buy email subscribers, like, you know, like hundreds of them.
Huh.
Preposition, question, like what, where, who, right?
Yeah.
It lists out all of that.
Okay.
And then from there, you take those keywords, analyze the volume, start your content strategy that way. So it's very systematic.
Right.
There's no guessing, oh, what should I write about today that's gonna work?
Sure.
It's like this, people are searching for this, we know the volume is this.
Right.
That's, you know, you
and then
can,
you write that into your blog.
Yeah, right, you write that into the blog. It's not like, oh, we're gonna create like an 8,000 word blog post for this. This is like 800,000 bits.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You know, as long as you cover that topic thoroughly.
Specific topic.
That's what's important. And then like, you know, if you're a little bit more strategic about it, you look at a bunch of them in a category and see what's the big picture category that you can cover. Like, for example, we might have written about 18 different topics on growth hacking.
Sure.
So then we can combine them, repurpose them in an ebook, publicly faced ebook style format, which we call mega guides. Some people call them pillar guides, whatever you might want to call it.
Sure.
But that could be like the ultimate guide to growth hacking.
Right.
Right. Or we have the ultimate guide to email marketing.
Okay.
Right. Now that piece you didn't have to write an 8,000 word blog post.
It's already there.
You already wrote 18 right. blog posts that's longer than that.
Sure.
You're paraphrasing and, you know, linking out to. So those long blog posts end up becoming chapters to your mega guides. So you're interlinking very, very well.
Back and forth.
And you have a very resourceful article that's very thorough, that's covering all the related searches that people are looking for.
Sure.
So you have the most updated piece of content. So we rank on the page one for email.
Right.
Right. but it's like, you know, just being a little bit creative and, you know, systematic about your strategy. Not like, oh, what should I write about today? Oh, maybe I should write about this. And then you write it and it fails.
Right.
So there's no guessing here. Huh. So we are planned out. We plan out our content in 180 day sprint. Like,
okay.
You know, so one day, and it's all long tail.
So it's all one a day. All long tail.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, smaller sites like two a week.
Right.
It depends on, you know, how big those specific project is.
Okay.
And you know how much resources we're putting on.
Sure.
It. So yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's super cool because that's nothing I've ever heard before.
I'm glad I'm able to add some value.
So that's awesome. We only got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
So kind of tell us where we can get more information about you guys, Optin Monster, everything.
Yeah, you can find us on optinmonster.com. Really nice blog there. Tons and tons of resource for everything related to conversion optimization, email marketing, A/B testing. So
nice.
You can find there. My other products, you can go to awesomemotive.com and you'll see a suite of everything that we do. You know, from a business point of view, from a philanthropy point of view. If you want to come work for us, we're an awesome company to work for.
They're hiring?
Yeah, we're always hiring. We're growing so fast. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, it was an honor to have you on the show, spend time today, really deliver your story, but also some really cool ninja tricks.
Yeah.
So that's always cool.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for coming on Making Bank. Really appreciate it today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Yeah. So I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.